From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani has issued a decree to amend the country's anti-terrorism laws. It's a move that appears aimed at countering charges that the Gulf Arab state supports terrorism. Qatar has been under pressure from four Arab states, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt, over allegations it supports terrorism, a charge it denies. The decree includes definitions for the words terrorist, crime, terrorism, and acts of terrorism, as well as freezing of funds and financing terrorism. It also creates two national terrorism lists and sets rules for listing individuals and groups on each list. Oil giant ExxonMobil is suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was Exxon's CEO. Exxon said the decision is fundamentally unfair and insists it did nothing wrong. It's challenging the Treasury action in the U.S. District Court in Texas. The Treasury Department said Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Sechin, head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft Oil Company and a longtime business associate of Tillerson. Sechin was on a list of Russian officials sanctioned because of the Russian annexation of Ukraine's Crimea region. The U.S. has lifted its ban on laptop computers on foreign flights headed to American airports. DHS's ban list originally affected 10 airports and 9 airlines, most of them Middle Eastern carriers. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Two U.S. senators have introduced a bipartisan bill granting amnesty to illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Democrat Dick Durbin and Republican Lindsey Graham are co-sponsoring the DREAM Act of 2017, which would ensure permanent resident status to about 1 million young people known as Dreamers who were brought to the U.S. under the age of 17 and have lived in the country for at least 4 years. Two other senators, both of them Republicans, are working with the White House on a comprehensive immigration bill that may cut legal immigration in half. An earlier version of the bill, proposed in February by Senators David Perdue and Tom Cotton, was also expected to cut legal immigration from 1 million to 500,000 each year. It called for limiting admission for migrants' family members, ending the diversity visa lottery program, and making the process of obtaining green card work permits much more difficult. A parole board in Las Vegas has granted U.S. football and movie and television star O.J. Simpson parole after 9 years in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping. The decision was a quick one, announced less than an hour after the conclusion of his parole hearing. Six teenagers who participated in an international robotics competition in the American capital are missing, according to Washington police. The teens are from Burundi. Two of them were spotted crossing the United States border into Canada. The four males and two females were last seen late Tuesday afternoon when the competition ended. The competition is designed to encourage youths to pursue careers in math and science. It attracted teams of teenagers from more than 150 nations. Each team is accompanied by an adult mentor. U.S. and European law enforcement officials say they've shut down two of the most popular marketplaces operating on the so-called dark net that sold drugs, stolen credit cards, weapons, and other illicit goods. The closure of Alpha Bay by American authorities earlier this month and of Hansa Market by Dutch police on Thursday followed coordinated law enforcement action that spanned three continents. And the lead singer of the rock group Linkin Park, Chester Bennington, was found dead in his home in California Thursday at age 41. News reports say Bennington committed suicide by hanging himself in his home. His bandmate confirmed the news with a tweet saying, "We are shocked and heartbroken, but it's true." He promised an official statement from the band as soon as we have one. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.